This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It is Monday, June 22nd. I'm Dylan Music. Pumas are getting used to sharing their habitat with people enjoying trails. KAZU's Amy Mayer reports on new research from UC Santa Cruz.
Graduate student John Morgan and colleagues studied GPS data from collars on mountain lions and trail use data from users of the exercise tracking app Strava. They found the mountain lions have learned when popular trails are busy.
They're honing in on these long-term trends in human trail use.
And avoiding places when people are most likely to be there. Morgan says contrary to popular perception, the mountain lions that are more often around people are not more likely to cause conflicts.
It's actually these individuals that are more exposed to people that are perhaps behaving a little bit differently and showing higher levels of tolerance.
The UCSC Puma Project works with Mid-Peninsula Regional Open Space District and other partners. Morgan says the new findings, published in Current Biology, could help inform future planning. Amy Mayer, KAZU News.
A bill at the State House would allow prosecutors to charge sexual battery committed during a home break-in as a wobbler, meaning it could be punished as a misdemeanor or a felony. Aaron Harper with Crime Victims and Survivors spoke in support.
Current law recognizes the heightened danger of harm of home intrusions for offenses such as indecent exposure and child molestation. However, there remains a gap in the law when an offender enters a home without consent and commits a sexual battery that does not meet the other elements of another felony offense.
Gap Radio reports opponents say the bill's expansion of wobbler sentencing inappropriately broadens the criminal code and risks exacerbating mass incarceration. That's all for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more local news.